Hi there. The word for today is on dealing with depression. In 1 Kings 19, verse 4, the Bible says, "When Elijah saw how things were, he ran for dear life to Beersheba. He left his young servant there and went on into the desert another day's journey. He came to a lone broom bush or tree and collapsed in its shade, wanting in the worst way to be done with it all, just to die." What was Elijah's mistake? The same one that we sometimes make when we get depressed. We focus on our feelings rather than on the facts of the situation. It happens when we get down. Elijah felt like a failure because of one incident that intimidated him. He thought to himself, "I'm such a coward. Yesterday I was confronting hundreds of false prophets, and today I'm running." And because he felt like a failure, he assumed that indeed he was a failure. Not so. Feelings are notoriously unreliable. When we focus on how we feel instead of focusing on the reality of the situation, we get a distorted picture. We do the wrong thing. We respond the wrong way. For instance, when we make a mistake in one area, we tend to feel like we're complete failures in life. That's a misconception. Everybody is entitled to make mistakes. Indeed, they are learning experiences. And the truth is, you can fail in some areas without being a failure as a person. Mental health experts encourage us to vent our feelings and just get them out. And there's some value to that, but that's not the complete answer, because feelings are notoriously unreliable. God doesn't tell you to get in touch with your feelings, but to get in touch with the truth of His Word. Because the truth, Jesus said, knowing the truth will set you free. So to overcome depression, study God's Word, meditate on it, and practice bringing your feelings into alignment with what it says. Okay? That's the word for you today.